Big fan of George. I've been looking at him for a couple of years. Came out of our 20s age grade program 3 years ago. I've been looking at him since. Would have took him to New Zealand in the summer, but he's been injured. And he's playing consistently very well. He's got a huge game output as George. Very good lineup forward. Learned a lot off Steve Borthwick. Good at running the line out as well, but the rest of his game, his carry, ruck, defence work, the energy, his numbers are exceptional, and he deserves to be in there. I'm delighted for him, looking forward to working with him. I must say that there's a lot of guys came very close, count themselves unlucky, likes Christian Day, Graham Kitchener, Mike Patson at Sales on a fine season. So for George to beat those guys in, it's extra special for him.
The way you described him there almost sounds like someone would describe a Joe Launchbury, a guy that seems to do all the different areas quite well.
It's a nice accolade to have that. The modern game, particularly these teams that we're facing this month, you need guys with a massive output, and all those outputs have got to be good collision, got to be dominant outputs as well. So I'm really looking forward to him coming in. You know, we've got some good guys there already, and we've got some British Lions not available to us, so it's a real opportunity for George.
He's going to have a tough job to displace either Joe or Courtney Laws or Dave Atwood, who's obviously having a great season with Bath.
I'd like to see him come in and mix it with the best of them. I've already asked him not to come in as a youngster and be a shrinking violet. Come in here and be confident and show us what you've got, really, and not hold back. I want him to be the cat amongst the pigeons of all those guys, and we'll pick the best three for our matchday squad.
You've only gone with two hookers, two loose heads and two tight heads today. Does that mean safe to say there'll be some more front rowers coming in on Sunday night?
It could well be, given the intensity of the weekends and, you know, if we pick up a lot of bangs on Sunday night. But it's important that I work with a tight group, so we keep everything tight so we're not giving too many reps to people who we may not be looking that close to going forward. But I'm delighted with the 16 guys, but understanding that there'll be some other guys coming in at the weekend to cover injuries and knocks.
Are you concerned a bit about loose head if Joe Marler was to go down with something? You're missing obviously two British Lions as well. Is there a lot of pressure on Joe to stay fit and get through the autumn?
I think Joe, since we capped him in South Africa 2 years ago, has proven himself as a class prop forward, international prop forward. I must say Matt Mullen's having an exceptional season. I thought his display against Bath a few weeks ago proves that. So we've got, you know, good. We've got a good competition on the loose head. And we've got guys underneath that as well. Alex Waller playing well for his club. He's getting more game time with Corbs being injured. So we've got guys who we can call in. And same on the tight head. We've got a good pool of players. Some of the tight heads available are a bit young. But I'm happy with the two we've got in the squad at the moment.
And both the Harlequins guys were there and thereabouts, were they?
Yeah, very much so. Delighted to see Will Collier playing again. He's had his frustrations with injury. Obviously, we took Kyle Sinclair on tour in the summer. But I think it's appropriate that we play Davey and we've got Kieran in. And Kieran did exceptional things for us in the summer, coming off the bench in a hostile environment. So I'm still happy with what I've seen from Kieran in the summer.
The point Warren Gatland made yesterday when talking about leaving Adam Jones out was that the tight head's role has changed hugely with the new scrum regulations and interpretations. Do you go along with that? Is the tight head now a different beast to where he was 2 or 3 years ago?
I think the pressure is even more on the tight head with the new scrum engagement. The new scrum favours the loose head massively, so your tight head is going to be twice as good in the scrum for me.
David Pace close at hooker, or is he another man that come Sunday could be in the mix?
Very close. You know, there's other guys to add to that list as well. Jamie George is playing very well. Luke Cowan-Dickie's coming back from injury. It's probably a bit soon for him. But no, Pace is playing well. He's in the middle of everything good that's going on in that London Irish pack at the moment. I think they're playing well.
That's about the back row. You've not gone for kind of an out-and-out fetcher, if you like, a Will Fraser who would have been knocking on the door. Stefan Armitage was close to coming over. I mean, is that an area you're looking at, having someone in the squad who gives you that option, or is that where you think Chris and the other men could do that?
I'd urge you to look at the stats in terms of fetching from the likes of Haskell, Robshaw, and Callum Clark.
So you see Haskell as a seven?
I think all of those guys can play six and seven. That ball pressure, as I would call it, I think from Callum and Haskell, those two guys you mentioned, has been exceptional this season.
Do you think then we're moving to a stage where the six and the sevens, it doesn't really matter what numbers on a back and a six can do a sevens job and vice versa?
Potentially. We're asking these guys these days to be good at lots of things. You look at the numbers these guys are producing every week, their involvement in the game is huge. But no, we're asking them to play all sorts of roles and be good at a lot of things.
And just looking at the autumn as an overview, Graham, this England pack has taken on the New Zealand pack the last couple of years with real success in 2012, but for 60, 70 minutes took them right to the line in 2013. I mean, how important is it that you step up again and say to this New Zealand pack, the South Africa pack, that your eight really means business?
It's about time, isn't it? About time we beat these consistently. I think over the Test series in the summer, particularly game one and two, we gave a real good account of ourselves as a forward pack, and I want us to start from where we finished off there. The thing is with this team, you've alluded to it already, when we played them at Twickenham last December, took our eye off the ball in the last 15 minutes, we got ourselves back into the game. I think we went to 22-20, got ourselves back in the game, and we lost a crucial four-man line-out in our own 22. You can't do that, because these guys, particularly New Zealand, they'll play to the 85th minute, the 105th minute if they have to, and you just can't take your eye off the ball at any stage. So that's one thing we'll really be pushing this year. We're going to be accurate for the full duration of the game.
How many wins do you need?
We want to win them all.